there's a big Sonny in your life. And your school days in 1942.
Yeah, Big Sonny. Big Sonny was Morris Chestnut's brother. One of Morris's brothers. Miss Ollie had a big house. The mother's name was Miss Ollie. Ollie Ford. She had a big house. 623 East Jasper. And we lived in the back house. We lived 623 and a half. On the north side in a little small shotgun house in the back. And it burned down. I was in the fourth grade when it burned. I lost my sister that summer, and Lady had burned.
Describe a shotgun house.
A shotgun house is a house that goes straight back. There are no sides. Everything is straight back. It's almost like you build blocks and just lay them down long ways. And there's no places, no corners, and all, just straight back.
You literally could shoot a shotgun through it.
And never hit a soul.
Right.
If everybody ducked.
And Booker T, in music then, you got in and had an enjoyable experience.
I had a great experience playing music because along with playing music like this, it was my introduction in 1952 to jazz. Cecil McBee was a clarinet player. Cecil's sister, Shirley McBee, was my classmate. And there were probably four or five different McBees. Cecil was a clarinet player, but he had been influenced by Oscar Pettiford, who was another Okie. I think he's from Oak Mug originally, but they had a music store on Pine right off of Greenwood. I think it's west of Greenwood. And Oscar Pettiford was the first bebop musician to play cello, and he was one of the founding fathers of bebop, along with Dizzy Gillespie. He and Diz, and I can't think of the piano player's name. Well, White Cat, Nin Monk was in there, played during that time. Yeah, so Cecil was inspired to play, and he needed somebody to play drums. So he asked me, you may come play drums with me. He took me to Love's Lounge. That's the first time I ever walked in a club.
How old were you?
16. He took me in, and never forget, you walk in the door, and right to the right, immediate right, is a small bandstand, and it was a set of drums. He tried to show me how to play, but the drummer came in and showed me how to play a backbeat. But the most profound thing that happened that day is when I sat down to the set of drums for the very first time, I was comfortable.
That was the very first time you sat down to a set of drums?
A set of drums, and I was comfortable. Yeah. And when I was comfortable, I said, oh, man, this is it, you know. And then later, Mr. Dixon, when I lived in South Haven, we moved diagonally across the street from Mr. Dixon, and one day his plate glass windows were open, and there sat a gigantic drum set. Man, I stood there and watched that drum set like I was watching the Taj Mahal. It was an incredible sight. And he came up. Mr. Dixon was a little, very short man. Had a big wife who had to be that much taller than him, very pretty woman, Miss Dixon. And the son was 6'3". Sonny Dixon. Sonny Dixon was one of the best basketball players ever to come out of Tulsa. If I'm not mistaken, he was the first high school All-American. Julius Pegues was in that way. You probably know Julius Pegues.
Yes, I've interviewed him.
They were classmates. Julius was the captain, but Sonny was really the star, because Sonny was just Mr. Everything. But Mr. Dixon invited me in. He said, come in. You play drum? And I said, I want to play. He said, sit down. And he had actually a crown. They called it a throne. Drummers sit on thrones. In one of my songs I wrote, I said, the man that sits on his throne. Mr. Dixon had it was like a box. It's about like this, and it's about that wide, and about that long. And it had a calfskin head over it. It was like a throne. And he had a one-octave marimba set here. He had cowbells. He had a big Chinese gong in the back. And I said, Lord have mercy.
You didn't even know probably they manufactured him.
I didn't know. I didn't even think in terms of. Right. I just saw something I had never seen in my life.